From emotional depths to fiery expression, Mercury's journey and Mercury retrograde preview. What up, people? Welcome back to I Am Astrology Readings. I am Paul Heath, and we're witnessing something interesting going on in the cosmos, the shift of Mercury's energy. Mercury's making a dramatic shift that's going to change the entire energy of how we communicate, how we think, and express ourselves for the rest of the summer. Mercury's moving from deep, intuitive waters of Cancer into the bold, expressive fire of Leo. But this just isn't any ordinary transit. This is setting the stage for one of the most significant Mercury retrogrades of the year, happening in Leo from July 17th through August 11th. So whether you're new to astrology, or you live and breathe this stuff like I do, this video is packed with everything you need to know. We're going day by day through this week's transit, and then we're going to have a full breakdown of what Mercury's retrograde in Leo is really about. First, let's talk about what it means when Mercury moves from Cancer to Leo, because this is a complete energetic 180. Mercury in Cancer had us processing emotions, having deep family conversations, and really had us turning to our intuitive side. Mercury in Cancer is like having a heart-to-heart with your best friend. It's personal, it's protective, and it's all about feelings. Now, Mercury in Leo, that's like stepping onto the stage. Mercury in Leo wants to speak with confidence, tell stories, be dramatic, and most importantly, be heard. We're moving from whispered secrets to bold declarations. But here's the thing, Mercury's hitting some interesting aspects this week that are going to amplify the shift in ways we haven't seen in a while. Let's dive into Thursday, June 27, because this day is absolutely loaded. Mercury at 29 degrees Cancer will sextile Uranus at 29 degrees Uranus. Now, first thing, 29 degrees is what we call the aneuritic or the critical degree. It's the very last degree in every sign, which has a bound ruler of one of the malefic planets, either Mars or Saturn. And it carries the energy of completion, urgency, or even crisis. Now, when planets are at the 29th degree, things feel fated, like they can't wait one more minute. So we have Mercury at the critical degree in Cancer, making a harmonious sextile to Uranus in Taurus, the planet of sudden change and lightning bolt insights, also at 29 degrees, but in Taurus. What does this mean for you? Expect sudden emotional clarity, unexpected messages, phone calls that change everything, insights that hit you like lightning bolts, especially around family matters, your living situation, or maybe even finances. This aspect is brief because it's moving really quick, but it could be potent. Then later on that same day, Mercury will move into Leo. This shift will be unmistakable. Suddenly, conversations get more animated, more expressive. We want to tell our stories. We want to be heard. We want to speak from the heart, but with confidence. Also on the same day, the Sun in Cancer will sextile Mars in Virgo. Another harmonious aspect. This is beautiful for productive energy, taking actions on things you care about emotionally. If there's something you've been strongly feeling about, Thursday is the day to do something about it. Mars in Virgo brings that practical, detailed approach to whatever your heart is calling you toward. Friday, the day of power. On Friday, June 28th, is when Mercury really starts to show what it's going to do in Leo. Mercury at 1 degree Leo is making a perfect trine to Saturn at 1 degree Aries. I like this aspect because I made friends with Saturn and my chart is ruled by Mercury. One of the reasons I like this aspect because it combines Mercury's communication skill with Saturn's long-term thinking. When Mercury trines Saturn, your words carry weight. People take you seriously. This is an incredible day for important conversations, making commitments, signing contracts, or launching something you want to have staying power. Leo brings confidence and creativity. Saturn brings the structure and discipline. It's like having a brilliant idea and actually having a plan to make it happen. On the same day, we also have the moon joining Mercury and Leo, and both of them will trine Saturn. This means our emotions and our thoughts are perfectly aligned, and both are connected to this energy of responsibility and commitment. This is speak your truth energy, but in a grounded and mature way. If you needed to have that serious conversation, especially about your goals, your boundaries, or your creative vision, Friday is your day. Saturday, June 29th, brings us some absolutely magical energy. Mercury trine Neptune. Mercury at 2 degrees Leo is making a trine to Neptune at 2 degrees Aries. This is dreamy, creative, spiritually inspired communication. Neptune is the planet of imagination, dreams, spirituality, and creativity. When Mercury, our mind and communication, harmonizes with Neptune, we become channels for inspiration. This is incredible for any kind of creative work, spiritual practices, or compassionate conversation. If you're a writer, if you're an artist, musician, or do any work in a creative field, Saturday could be beautiful for downloads. You might even find yourself saying things you didn't even know you knew, or have conversations that feel absolutely mystical. There is one thing to watch out for when Mercury and Neptune interact. It's that Neptune can make things appear a little fuzzy. So while this is a beautiful day for creativity and spirituality, double check important details or facts. Neptune sometimes makes us see what we want to see rather than what's really there. Sunday is where this energy intensifies. On Sunday the 30th brings one of the most intense aspects of the week. Mercury will be opposite Pluto, that is retrograde. Mercury will make its way to 3 degrees Leo, and at that moment will be exactly opposite a retrograding Pluto in Aquarius at 3 degrees. This is deep, transformative, and potentially challenging energy. Pluto is the planet of transformation, power, secrets, and psychological depths. When Mercury opposes Pluto, conversations can be intense, probing, and even confrontational. Hidden truths want to come to light. Power dynamics in relationships might surface. Since Pluto is retrograde in Aquarius, this could bring up past issues around technology, social groups, or humanitarian causes. Old conflicts might resurface. But here's the thing, they're resurfacing so they could finally be resolved. This energy can feel heavy, but it's ultimately liberating you. If there's something that needs to be said, if there's truths that's been buried, Sunday's energy will help bring it to the surface. The key is to avoid getting in control battles or manipulation. Speak your truth powerfully, but with integrity. And if someone else is trying to be manipulative or trying to control the conversation, don't engage, but stand your ground. Now let's take a look at this week as a whole, and let's see if we can identify some patterns. Thursday, sudden insights and shifts, Uranus. Friday, structured commitment and authority, Saturn. Saturday, creative inspiration and spiritual connection, Neptune. Sunday, deep transformation and truth-telling, Pluto. It's like Mercury is going through a four-act play. We start with a lightning bolt of awareness, move into grounded planning, open to divine inspiration, and end with profound transformation. And Mercury and Leo is going to dramatize the whole thing. Leo loves a good story, loves to be expressive, and loves to take up space. Whatever's gonna happen this week, it's not gonna be subtle. These conversations, these insights, these revelations, they're gonna have some flair. They're gonna have heart, and it's gonna stick with you. Now let's take a look at this Mercury retrograde. Now here's where everything gets interesting, because this week is just the opening act. The main event will be this Mercury retrograde in Leo, which is happening from July 17th until August 11th. July 17th, Mercury stations retrograde at 15 degrees Leo. August 11th, Mercury stations direct at 4 degrees Leo. August 23rd, Mercury clears the post-retrograde shadow. September 2nd, Mercury leaves Leo and enters Virgo. Now, what makes this Mercury retrograde special? This isn't your typical Mercury retrograde. Leo is a fixed fire sign, which means this Mercury retrograde is gonna come with a few themes. Creative projects, old artistic projects, performances, or creative endeavors are gonna come back for revision. This is not a time for launching anything new. It's a time to perfect what you've already started. Self-expression. How do you share your authentic self with the world? This retrograde is gonna ask you to revisit that question. Maybe you've been playing it small. Maybe you've been too dramatic, and time to find the balance. Pride and ego. Leo rules pride, and Mercury retrograde can bring up all our ego baggage. Watch for being defensive, attention-seeking, or getting into drama because your pride got hurt. Leadership, issues with authority figures, or your own relationship to being in charge might need to be revisited. Romance and fun. Leo rules romance, children, and play. Past romantic connections may resurface. You might need to have important conversations about relationships or creative projects involving kids. Then we move on to the shadow period. Here's something most people don't talk about. Mercury first passed 4 degrees Leo back on June 29th. That's this Saturday. So things that come up this week might boomerang back to you during this Mercury retrograde season in August. Pay attention to what happens on Saturday. It may be important later. Now, how do you work with all this energy? Trust insights, especially on Thursday. They're probably accurate. Make important commitments on Friday. They have staying power. Channel creative inspiration on Saturday, but verify details later. Embrace difficult conversations on Sunday. They lead to freedom. For Mercury retrograde season, revisit old creative projects instead of starting new ones. Check your pride. Practice humility over defensiveness. Make sure you back up all your creative work and important files. Use this time to refine how you express yourself authentically. And don't take communication mix-ups personally. It's just Mercury doing its thing. Now let's take a big picture look. This whole cycle from this week through September is about evolving how you communicate and express yourself. We're moving from feeling to expressing to refining to mastering. Mercury will eventually move into Virgo in September, which will help you take all these Leo lessons about authentic self-expression and turn them into practical, sustainable habits. Here's what I want you to remember. Mercury's journey from Cancer to Leo through this retrograde and into Virgo is ultimately about reclaiming your voice and your creative power. Cancer taught us to honor our feelings. Leo is teaching us to express them boldly, and Virgo will teach us to refine that expression into something that truly serves. This week is just the beginning. Pay attention to what comes up, especially around authentic self-expression, your creative gifts, and how you want to be seen and heard in the world. The universe is asking you to step into your spotlight, not from ego, but from the heart. Not to seek attention, but to share your gifts. There's something you're here to say. There's something you're here to create. There's something you're here to express. This Mercury cycle is going to help you figure out what that is and how to do it with courage and wisdom. If this resonates with you, please give me a thumbs up. Subscribe if you already haven't, and let me know in the comments what you're feeling about this Mercury energy. I would love to hear from all of you. Until my next astrology video, speak your truth, honor your heart, and remember, you have something unique and beautiful to offer the world. Thank you for watching. Know thyself and balance your energy.